Good evening, friends. Welcome to Steel Belted Free Range Radio. We're here every Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. My name is Jeff. You can check us out online at steelbeltedradio.com. Tonight, we're going to do something a little bit special, a little bit different. We normally do you some folk and some roots and some country and some blues and all that kind of stuff. Today, it's a special tribute to a band that's very near and dear to my heart. It's actually a tribute that I put together a few years ago when one of my favorite bands of all time, one of the bands that made me such a huge music nerd in the first place, announced they were getting back together. And so I put together this little tribute because I love this band. This band has meant so much to me over the course of my life. And, well, most other people don't get it. They just don't understand. So I put together this little tribute a few years ago trying to convince people to try to understand, and we're going to play it for you again today. This, friends, is a primer for a band called the Rheostatics. Now, the Rheostatics are a very diverse and eclectic kind of arty. So tonight we're going to try to play a few things that are perhaps the more accessible things. Where this is like a beginner's guide to the Rheostatics. It's not a music nerd's guide to the Rheostatics. There, you know, are people who are far more knowledgeable than me. You could put together a far better story of the band than this. These are just the ones that might kind of get your foot in the door a little bit and hopefully encourage you to check out more. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go through a few albums at a time and play some songs off a bunch of albums, and then we'll see what we have time for at the end. But we're going to start off as they started off. Well, the Rheostatics started off anyway. They were sort of together before as a band called the Trans-Canada Soul Patrol and playing different kind of music, but in the mid 80s they joined up with a guy named Martin Tielli, just became the Rheostatics, and the sound was solidified and everything kind of changed, and they were off on a course. 1987 they put out their first record, and I knew they were kind of a special band when I found out that their very first album was called the Rheostatics Greatest Hits. We're going to play a couple off that record. It's a great introduction. We're going to play a song called Ditch Pigs, which I absolutely love and have since the beginning. But we're going to start it off first with one that they've been synonymous with ever since, I guess. It's a great kind of a hockey song called The Ballad of Wendell Clark, parts 1 and 2. You're listening to a Rheostatics primer on Steel Belted Radio on UMFM.
Got a friend in BC, know some winders kissing New York, and I wanna buy a motorcycle and cut up to some farm somewhere in this Cushit County. All this jamming gives me headache, like listening to earthquakes all wired up for rock and roll. Mama only listens to the radio. Papa only watches hockey games. This suburb rocks with the Eddie Van Wailers, God Save the Queen, which made you a moron.
The man.
If you ever hear me say, I want an egg salad sandwich and a glass of Coke, that's why. That's why right there. That's Ditch Pigs from the Rio Static's Greatest Hits. We'll apologize to Jeremy there. Jeremy doesn't like egg salad. He thinks it's stinky when Ben brings it for lunch. So he doesn't like to sit beside Ben when he has egg salad. So we'll apologize for the egg salad content in today's show, Jeremy. But a couple of great ones there from 1987 from the Rio Static's Greatest Hits. And now two records that are absolute masterpieces, the two records that first got me hooked that everybody goes back to. We'll start with the first one from 1991. The album's called Melville, and it's got, man, I could just play the whole thing. In fact, I think you should go out and get the whole thing because it's amazing. It's got some brilliant stuff on it. But I'm trying to limit myself to two songs at a time for right now. And we'll see how much time we got. So we got to start off with the first one. It's called Record Body Count, and it's one of those perfectly weird, amazing things that's been a huge part of the live show and a big part of, you know, sort of what weirdness you get from the Rio Statics over the years. And it's terrific. So we'll play this one from 1991 from Melville.
Joey pulled himself to his feet, pulled his body back up the bank, and looked back down there. can drown in a bathtub, so they say. Someone in class called me a loser. I decided to skip the day. Hey, 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 skip the day. I tried to look casual, sneaking round the back. The shot put across the track and to the gate beside that board of bolts. But a red tie and school gray slacks doesn't blend in with the grass as the teacher was changing class. He chased me halfway through the park till I ran into the woods, and I'm very good in the woods. So I was an Indian, built a fire by the creek and dried my eyes out. Here's the record body count this year. Put a rope around his neck. He fell asleep before he died. Word came down and it crashed through my door from the 21st floor. I was thinking about leaving early for a lunch when he told me to shut off my press. His face turned green and his white shirt was wet, like he'd just seen an accident. We threw our masks into a pile. The trucks pulled away for good. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Pulled in and I waved at it, for I knew what it was. We ran in its tracks, chasing its tires, but the gates had been riveted shut. I looked for the foreman, his number was empty, up to Red Deer to stay. We gathered some signs and we sparked up a fire. Gordy got burnt on the high voltage wire. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. First thing she'll ask me is, how did it go? Strength in a union. I thought there was strength in a mob. I thought the company was bluffing when they threatened to chop us off. Oh, these guns will wilt, the winner will see.
and all the bonfires will go out. The company knows when they can afford to be full. I wish I could, I wish I could, I wish I could. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe.
Oh, that's so good. If you're not hooked now, I don't know that you have hope for the rest of the show. That's fantastic. That's Horses there from 1991's brilliant album Melville. A little bit of Jeff Robson trivia for you there. Every time I hook up my stereo, or when I want to go get a new stereo or listen to new speakers, that's the song I play. That's my test song there, Horses. So great. It's got so many great things to it. How could you not? Love it. Before that, we heard Record Body Count, of course, the classic. It's a great video for that. If you look it up there on the YouTube somewhere, you're resourceful, you'll find it. So that takes us through 1991. Let's hope we have time for both songs here from 1992's masterpiece. This is the one that frequently gets labeled one of the best Canadian albums of all time. I certainly agree. It's their masterpiece. It's the one that they're sort of most known for and most loved for. It's called Whale Music. And once again, we're going to start out with the first track. Recently, I saw this little question on the internet. What's the best opening song on a record ever? And this is the only logical choice, really. It's called Self-Serve Gas Station. It's terrific. It's the Rio Statics on Still Belted Radio.
Another trucker stumbled up the steps into my kiosk for directions. He wasted to see the map I'm showing him. He wanted to bust the glass, as I wouldn't give him gas. I said, you shouldn't be driving. Just take a nap until morning time and hit the road. I wish I had a pistol just to take him down with myself. What the hell? No one said this would be easy. No one said this would be hell. Mom and Dad are selfless, and they don't do nothing worthless. They just work all day and worry about their son. What went wrong with Martin? Is he dumb? I just pump gas every weekday night until the sun comes up like missiles to my brain. You never said this would be hell.
and closed eyes. Blue and black of veins all bleed to one. Come with me tonight. Say that this is anything. Say much to much. Let's go.
It's brilliant, brilliant. Such a great record. Well, music, that self-serve gas station there from the Rio Statics. Got to point out that it's produced by the great Michael Philip Voivoda. Just did a masterful job. Wow, I love it. I just love it. Can you tell? I think you can tell. We only have time for that one song in this segment of the show, but we'll play a little bit more whale music in a second. That was California, or not California Dreamland, that was Self-Serve Gas Station, of course. Silly me. Anyways, we do have to take a quick break, and we'll come back with some more pre-recorded Rio Statics Love Fest goodness after a short break, and hopefully you will stick around, and hopefully you're enjoying yourself. More Still About the Radio to come. Stick around.